How has dating changed as I have gotten older? One of my coaching clients asked me this question and wanted me to do a podcast on it. Dating for me has gotten easier as I've gotten older. Now, let's add in the caveat that I have obviously been improving myself the entire time. I have been working really hard on myself. I've worked on my confidence, my body, my looks, my sense of self, my honesty, my openness, my vulnerability, my ability to talk to women, my sex skills, my sexual repertoire, so to speak. I've been working on all of this over the last probably 8 years at this point. And so, you know, the reason that this client of mine asked this question is because he feels like he's running out of time, so to speak. I think he's getting towards his 30s, or he is getting towards his 30s, and he's got that concern of, you know, is time running out when it comes to dating and meeting women? You know, when I'm 35, when I'm 40, when I'm 50, will I be too old for this stuff? That's kind of the fear. And what I'll say to any of you who have the same sort of fear, and let's be honest, I think most of us have this fear. Most women have this fear too, a fear of getting old and then nobody will love you and nobody will think you're attractive anymore. What I'll say is, as long as you spend every single day or as many days as you can, it doesn't have to be every single day, but try and spend every day improving yourself in just a tiny little bit. It can be your appearance, it can be your mental headspace, it can be working towards enlightenment and being a more peaceful, happy, loving, giving, joyful person. It can be getting more interesting hobbies, it can be learning, it can be growing, it can be chasing your pursuits, it could be making more money. Whatever it is, as long as you're moving forward every day in some of those metrics or all of those metrics, that's what matters. And you'll find if you just improve yourself over time, especially if we're talking about men, you will be a better prospect the older you get. You will be improving yourself every single week, every single month, every single year. When you're 30 or 35 or 40 or 45 or whatever age it is that you're worried about being too old, when you're that age, if you have spent every day between now and then improving yourself, you will be a better product. You will literally be a more appealing man. And this applies to women as well. Now, there's the caveat with women that generally speaking, most guys like younger women, you know, between, I think 22 to 27 or something is the age range that most men like. But you can still be improving yourself as a woman abso-fucking-lutely. You don't have to just resign to Father Time and say, I'm going to get less attractive over time. What's the point? No, spend every single day of that working on yourself, making yourself a better human being. So to bring it back to the original question as it applies to men, how can I or what can I, Andy, say about how dating has changed as I've gotten older? It's gotten easier because I've worked on myself. It's gotten so much easier. It is so much easier now for me to meet new women, for me to have an awesome time, for me to be completely honest with them about all of the kinky stuff I want to do with them and all of the kinky stuff I want them to do with my lovely girlfriend, Imogen. All of this stuff is so much easier than it was when I was in my 20s and when I was in my early 30s. It just keeps getting easier. I give less of a fuck than I did when I was younger. I'm a much more confident, calm, rational human being at 35, I'm almost 36, compared to how I was in my early 20s. There are so many things, especially as a man, but it applies to women too. There are so many parts of your personality, so many things that you will improve that this stuff just gets easier if you work on yourself. I absolutely promise you guys that's true if you work on yourself. So as for me personally, you know, how else it has changed, I will say I am more polarizing now the older I've gotten. And so how would I phrase that? When you're in your mid-20s or early 20s, most people around about your age or younger than you will date you and sleep with you. When you get to be 35 and you're hitting on, you know, 22-year-old, 20-year-old women, you're more polarizing. There are some women who just won't date an older guy, especially, you know, at this point, I'm what, like 15 years older than a 20-year-old woman. Some of them just won't date me. They're just not into me. That's cool. some women will just not really care either way. And as long as you're relatively youthful, you know, you still have energy, as long as you're still ambitious, you're an interesting person, as long as you treat her decently, all of that kind of stuff, as long as you have something to offer her, you know, in this case, in my case, it's mentoring, it's sexuality, it's exploring her bisexual side with my girlfriend, it's all of that shit. As long as you have some reason that she would want to be with you, those women will happily see you. And then there's a third category of women, the women who want older guys. They sit around fantasizing about it. They sit around daydreaming about an older man to save them from all these retards who are their own age. And these women will seek you out as you get older. So again, to rephrase everything I just said, or to go over it again, when I was in my early and mid-20s, and by the way, I didn't really have much sex when I was in my early and mid-20s, but my coaching clients who were in their early and mid-20s, yeah, most women around their age will sleep with them as long as they're relatively attractive enough, nice enough, cool enough, or, you know, all that stuff, whatever she might be looking for. And as long as she's obviously available, it's pretty much going to happen. When you get older, like I said, you are more polarizing. There becomes a category of women who just will never date you. They just don't want to date older guys. And that's beautiful. That's awesome that they know what they want. They will tell you that. They'll make it very clear. They probably won't even talk to you much. They'll just say, hey, no, thank you. I'm not interested. And you'll know immediately they're not into you and they'll leave. And so that leaves you with the women who don't really care too much about your age. And as long as you're cool, they'll date you. And then the third category, the women who want to date an older guy. So when it comes down to it, I find it easier as an older guy because I'm more polarizing. I stand out more just because I'm in my mid-30s. If a woman comes along, you know, a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 22-year-old, whatever, a young woman comes along and she wants an older guy, I will beat every single fucking 20 to 30-year-old man on the planet because she's literally looking for an older man. She's looking for someone around my age. I will win by default just because I'm in that age bracket. I will beat everyone younger than me. And so a lot of this stuff actually becomes easier as you get older, even though I know a lot of you have a fear of like, what if it's too late for me? What if I run out of time? It's like, no, it gets easier because the women that really want you, really want you. The women that want a mid-30s or, you know, any of you that are a little older, a mid-40s guy, they really want you. They really want someone in that age range. And you win. You win by default. If you just remotely have your shit together, you know, you're not overweight, you know, you have a decent sense of style, you have good hygiene, you're charming. And when I say charming, I just mean you're relatively polite. You're, you know, you have your own apartment. Basically, you just even remotely have your shit together. The women will love you because guys their age don't have their shit together, generally speaking. Most 20-year-old guys don't have their shit together. They live at home with mommy and daddy, and they don't have a lot of money. And fair enough, I didn't at that age either. And that's not to say anything bad about someone who's in their 20s. You know, we just don't have our shit together, generally speaking, when we're in our 20s. So, you know, to summarize, I think dating has gotten a lot, or I know dating has gotten a lot easier for me as I've gotten older. It is infinitely easier. It really, really, really is. The third thing to think about is my dating pool has opened up. Like, most women will date a guy that's their age or a little bit older. Most women, generally speaking, don't date younger guys, like guys younger than them. There are plenty of exceptions to that, but as a general rule, most women prefer a guy their age or a little bit older. And so as I've gotten older, my pool of available women has probably increased, if anything. When I was 20, you know, a 25-year-old woman wasn't sleeping with me. A 30-year-old woman probably wasn't going to sleep with me. Now, a 30-year-old woman will happily sleep with me. She's younger than me. A 25-year-old woman, are you kidding me? Absolutely. And so if anything, as I've gotten older, it just means there's more women available. Like the age range increases. Now, I still have a preference and that preference is, you know, probably at this point, like we'll date 19-year-olds, occasionally 18-year-olds, but somewhere between like 20 and 25. That's probably my favorite age range at this point. But any women that are older than that, yeah, absolutely. They'll love me because I'm older than them. So I found pretty much all of this stuff has gotten a lot easier as I've gotten older. You know, this guy's fear and a lot of your fears of what if time runs out? you know, in regards to approaching, in regards to like talking to women in public. It's like, you can do that when you're 60, as long as you're polite, as long as you're not weird and rude and, you know, crass or something. If you just walk up and say, yo, hey, you're really pretty, or you're really attractive, or you're cute, or I wanted to say, hey, you can even be a little more confident and say like, yo, you're really sexy. But as long as you're polite, and if she's not interested, you say, hey, you know, no hard feelings. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I'll let you go. Like, as long as you're polite, if she's not interested, you can do this shit for as long as you possibly want. I did coaching with a guy. I coached a guy a while ago who was 59, and he was going out. I gave him permission to go out and just hit on women, to just go out and talk to women. And he did. He fucking threw himself in there, even though he had this fear of like, but I'm too old. He was well-dressed. He wasn't fat. He had pretty good style. He looked way younger than 59. He probably looked like mid-40s. And he would just go out and talk to women. And some of the women fucking loved it because they were like, are you kidding me? You're 59. No way you're 59. Also, you just told me that I'm pretty. A 59-year-old guy told me that I'm pretty. I've kind of always wanted to date an older guy. Sure, I'll grab a drink with you. And obviously, there will be some women that really aren't into that. They'll go like, no, you're way too old for me. Hey, cool, no hard feelings. Like, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. In fact, I think it's fucking awesome that you know what you want. That's amazing. I love that. You let them go. Awesome. So it's not with any of this stuff. It's not about getting every single girl to like you. It's not about getting every single girl to give you a phone number. That's impossible, obviously. But I think a lot of guys worry that as I get older, you know, girls are going to be creeped out by me. Yeah, some of them will. Yes, correct. Some of them will fucking hate that you're older and you're trying to have sex. They'll fucking hate that. Cool. Congratulations. That's awesome that they know what they want. You're not trying to convince those women. Your mission is to go out there, talk to enough women that you can find the ones that like you. That's it. And any women listening, the same as you. If you're trying to find Mr. Right, or you're trying to find a guy, you know, to date, your job isn't to make every single man like you. Fuck no, that's impossible. Not every guy is going to like you. Your job is to just go on a few dates, meet a few people, and then find a guy that you like and, hey, okay, I'll date this guy, see where it leads. Our mission in life is never to make everybody like us. That's not possible. You really, really, really figure that out when you get into something like what I'm doing, content creation. You really, really come to see that some people will not like you no matter what you do, no matter what you say. They will take things out of context. Not everybody is meant to like us, especially in dating. And so push past this fear and kind of let go of this fear of like, what if I'm too old and some women don't like what I'm doing? Yeah, that's going to happen. What if I'm too old and some women think that I'm creepy? Yes, that will happen. What if I get too old for some women and they just all reject me? What if I get rejected way more when I'm older? Yes, that might happen. For me personally, I think I get rejected less now than I did in my 20s. Well, okay, definitely, because I was a train wreck in my 20s, but let's compare myself to maybe when I was 30, which is when I really tried to start doing this stuff. I get rejected far less now as an almost 36-year-old than I did when I was 30. A big part of that is, like I said, because I've improved myself, but yeah, don't make the assumption that you'll get rejected more, or that this will be harder, or women will think you're creepier, or it's too late, you can't do it. A lot of us have this idea in our head, or we do this fallacy where we look around us and we say, okay, what are most people doing when they're in their mid-30s or their mid-40s? They're not going outside and talking to women. They're not trying to have sex. They're just not doing those things. We make the fallacy of saying, so therefore, because there aren't a lot of people outside doing that, it means it's impossible. It means you can't do that. What the fuck are you talking about? At some point in America, if you were black, you couldn't sit with other people on the fucking bus. And then some woman with balls said, fuck this shit. I'm going to sit up with the white folk. What the fuck is wrong with you guys that you think I have to sit down the back like a fucking dog? Are you guys mentally disabled? Fuck no, I'm going to sit up the front with everyone else. At some point, that was fucking hearsay. She got put in fucking jail for that, temporarily. So at some, like, almost everything in society at some point was impossible. Like, everybody said it was impossible. The only evidence they had that it was impossible was nobody else is doing that, therefore it's impossible. And so don't make the same fallacy here and say, well, I don't see a lot of 35-year-old and 45-year-old men having a lot of sex, so therefore it must be impossible. No, fuck that. If you want it, go out and make it happen. Also, I'm sitting here as a 35, almost 36-year-old having sex. Now, it's not my number one priority at this point in time. I've more than had my fill of sex, but we're dating a girl right now. At any point, I could get Imogen to turn her Tinder on again and we could get some more women, or I could set my Tinder up again and we could get more women. Absolutely, we could do that. Don't make the mistake of looking around you and saying, okay, lots of guys in their 30s and 40s aren't having sex, therefore it's impossible. No, it just means that most men in their 30s and 40s have found someone and are at the stage of settling down. Now, don't compare yourself to them and say, oh my God, I'm slow, they're ahead of me, what's wrong with me? No. They're just moving on to some other goal. And for a lot of you, there's nothing wrong with you. You just focused on your career, or you focused on friendships, or maybe you went through a period of depression like I did. You had your reasons for why you didn't go out and have the sex life or the dating life or the romantic life that you wanted. There were reasons for it. Other people have already had that part of their life, or maybe they never had that part of their life. They just found the first, and this is what usually happens, the first woman that's nice to them, or in women's case, the first guy that's nice to you, you just settle down with. You didn't have a big sex life, and that's not right or wrong, but my point is, if having a lot of sex or having an interesting dating life is something that's important to you, don't look around at everybody else your age and say, oh, well, look, they're not doing it, so therefore I shouldn't do it. No, if this is important to you, go out and do it. And like I said, definitely don't make the fallacy of looking around, seeing that nobody your age or very few people your age are doing it, and then saying, oh, it's impossible. No, it's not fucking impossible. Like I said, at some point, it was impossible to sit up at the front of the bus with the white people. It was impossible to go to the moon. It was impossible for us to launch a spaceship and go to Mars. It was impossible to have electric cars. It was impossible to have fucking roads. It was impossible that you could ever do any mode of transport that would get you somewhere within a couple of hours, like to another country. That was impossible. Planes were impossible. Everything we've done was fucking impossible. At some point, we didn't even have goddamn fire. Imagine if they'd looked around and said, nah, I shouldn't try and make this fire. I shouldn't try and tame this fire thing because nobody else is doing it. So therefore, it's not possible. No, fuck that shit. If you're 35 or you're 45 and you want to have an interesting or amazing sex life, you want lots of threesomes, whatever it is that you might want, go and make that fucking happen. There is no such thing as impossible. Every problem has a solution. How many millions of times have you guys all heard me say that? So instead of focusing on the fear here, and like, I'm worried that I'm getting too old, I'm worried that I'll be creepy, that's having a loser's mindset. That's focusing on losing. What if I lose? Nah, motherfucker, we're here to win. We play to win. I'm going to focus on what if I win? How do I win? In other words, how do I solve the problems? If I feel like in my 30s and 40s, you know, some women aren't into me because I'm older than them, cool. My solution is that I'm going to talk to twice as many women. Or I'm going to improve myself so that then I'm a more attractive product. I'm going to work on my self-esteem and work on loving myself so that women look at me and go, wow, that's a self-assured man. I want to get with him. He's that confident older man that I've been looking for. There are so many solutions. Don't focus on the losing or the possible losing. Don't go, oh my God, what if I lose? What if they reject me? No, fuck that. Play to fucking win. Now, while I'm passionate, while I'm fucking fired up, while I'm full of energy, if you want to play to win, sign the fuck up for my coaching. I have said this in so many podcasts the last 2 weeks. I've only had 2 fucking coaching inquiries in the last week. Some of you motherfuckers are sitting there with all sorts of excuses in your head of, I don't have the money, or now's not the right time, or I don't know if I'm ready to go all in yet, or maybe I'll wait until X, Y, Z. Right now, I know there is at least fucking 10 of you listening to this who have been thinking of signing up for coaching, but you have some bullshit fucking reason why you haven't signed up yet. Some absolute horse shit like, I will sign up when it's May because in May I will have more free time, or I need to save a little bit more money and be more financially responsible before I sign up for a big thing like this coaching thing, or I will wait a couple of months because in a couple of months I will be moving to a new city and then I'll have more free time and I'll be able to hit on more women there. Fuck that shit. Do you know how many of my coaching clients who've gone on to do amazing things had those limiting beliefs in their head and I busted right fucking through them, and they said, you know what? Okay, now isn't the right time, but I'm going to sign up anyway. I don't have enough money right now, but I'm going to take out a fucking bank loan or use one of your payment plans. I'm worried that I'm not going to be the ass kicker that the rest of the coaching clients are, and I feel like I don't know how to be vulnerable, but fuck it. I'm going to take a chance and do this anyway. Be like them. Don't be like the fucking person that sits there and goes, now's not the right time, or I don't have the money. Fuck that, son. This is your one life. This is your one chance for greatness. This is your one fucking opportunity. This is it. You don't get to fucking hit the reset button and go, hey, I waited too long in my life. Let me fucking try again. No, son. This is it. Make the most of it. I will leave a link in the description to the coaching page. Sign up. We will absolutely kick your ass into gear. And just a heads up, I will be putting the goddamn price of the coaching up pretty fucking soon. This is your warning. This is your opportunity to stop dicking around, to sign the hell up, to let me kick your ass into gear. We have great things coming. I am fundamentally changing the coaching program soon. You want to sign up before I fucking do that? I will give you a hint. At some point, I'm not going to be available for coaching anymore. I am going to eventually give that up. And I will have Cam run the coaching program. If you don't want to fucking miss out, I would fucking sign up soon. I would not be waiting for that shit. So sign the hell up. Let's kick your ass into gear. You're never too old to go and date women. Go have fun. Go crush those goals. Live an amazing life.